Hello, Internet, and welcome to the Dirty Thursdays podcast, episode Dirty 31. I'm your host, Ian Tordella, and we're coming to you from an undisclosed location near downtown San Diego. Each week, we feature local jazz artists, singer-songwriters, bluegrass, and acoustic groups. This week, we're in studio with violinist Cammie Smith and guitarist Beau Gray of the band Lexington Field.
Take my hand, take my only offer. I'm not coming back again. I think it's time for me to leave. Time to head back home. Knocked down, it don't feel right. Just me against the world, but it's alright. Lift me up, poor troubled life. Won't you lift me up? Poor troubled life. Don't hold me down. Poor troubled life. Don't hold me down. Don't hold me down. It's been too long. I feel disconnected. Empty bottles numb my soul. There's still a chance for me to come back around. A chance for me to mend my broken life. And I can taste all that glory, all the love I have around. It lifts me up, poor troubled life. It lifts me up. Poor troubled life. Don't hold me down. Poor troubled life. Don't hold me down. don't hold me down. Found it so hard to breathe. Gonna throw it all away. Without this troubled life, could I live another day? Poor troubled life, don't hold me down. Poor troubled life, don't hold me down. Don't hold me down. Troubled life, don't hold me down. Poor troubled life, don't hold me down. Don't hold me down.
And again, we're here in studio with two-fifths of the band Lexington Field. Bo, could you introduce those first two songs for us?
The first song we played was a song called Laurel's Reel, off our full-length record, Old Dirt Road. And the second song is the title track of our brand new EP coming out in March, called Poor Troubled Life.
Nice. And maybe we can give a shout out to the other three guys in the band.
So. Why would we want to do that?
Yeah.
They're not important.
Yes, we should do that.
So usually you guys play in more of an electrified rock setting, or I think you guys call it fiddle rock, right?
American Fiddle Rock is the new title name, yeah.
Okay. I'm being a jazz guy, I'm Irish music ignorant, or fiddle music. But Bo, who else is in the group?
All right, so on lead guitar, and he definitely wants us to say lead guitar, is Brian Hain. And then our rhythm section, Casey Jones on bass and Vincent West on drums.
Nice. And then, of course, we have Cammy on violin. And I think you're even though we've had a few bluegrass bands, you're the first violinist we've had on the show.
Oh,
so
yeah?
This is the debut.
Woo!
Groundbreaking.
We're breaking barriers here.
That's right.
But maybe tell us, you know, how you got started on violin and how you got into Irish music. Did you come from a classical background, or were you always playing in bands, or?
Well, I did. I actually came from a classical background. I started when I was 3 and a half, and I grew up on Suzuki classical. And then I also was involved in a lot of fiddle music. So I went to a lot of fiddle music camps all over the Midwest and east part of the country. So grew up on kind of that style, so I did have a little bit of the Irish fiddle background as I grew up. And then, of course, I did the whole, played in some symphonies and things like that. And then when I really got into the Irish music was when I first saw Lexington Field, who had a different name at the time, play about 4 years ago, I guess it was. Mm. Yeah,
a little over
4 years ago. So,
great.
Yeah.
Well, when did you get into fiddling as opposed to violining? Because we all know that playing violin is a whole different thing than quote unquote fiddling. So,
well, I guess I've kind of been fiddling since I was probably 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah,
so from the
beginning. I really started. Yeah, I mean, I had the classical background, but I also had the fiddle background as well. So I've been, you know, there's a lot of fiddlers back in Ohio where I'm from.
Yeah.
And so I kind of grew up with a group of fiddlers. So, and now to this day, a lot of them are playing fiddle music. So.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Well, Bo or Cammy, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the new record that's coming out in March, I guess, pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, we're really proud of it. It's a 6-song EP. Back in October, we signed to a record label out of Minnesota called New Folk Records, and they really liked Old Dirt Road, so they went to us and they wanted to re-release it because we put it out ourselves in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna re-release it, and we thought it would be a great idea to do an EP to kind of accompany it. So they're gonna be released together in March, and we spent most of November and good part of December recording it over at Static Studio here in San Diego with Derek Dawson. And it's by far, I think, obviously it's always a goal of a band to get better and better. I've seen the progression from the beginning, and this is our best effort yet. It's very rocking, very energetic, and I think a really good compliment to Old Dirt Road, which is something that we're really proud of. It's something that we put our heart and souls in for a long time, and we released in 2011. It's carried us, and it got us New Folk Records. So we're stoked to be on the label and to put out this new EP that I think it's everyone's real excited about.
Very nice. So when Old Dirt Road is re-released and then your new EP comes out, they'll both be on iTunes?
Oh, there are.
Old Dirt Road is on iTunes now.
Old Dirt Road's on iTunes, but what's cool about New Folk Records, it's going to give us a little more of a national distribution for Old Dirt Road. It's going to go in a lot of Irish shops and a lot of other stores across the country. And we're going to start touring more to support that. And then the same thing with Poor Trouble Life. It'll be on iTunes. It'll be everywhere. It'll also be on our Japanese record label.
Oh,
we have
cool
Japanese distribution, Uncle Owen Records, over there. So Old Dirt Road, Poor Trouble Life, it's going to be everywhere.
And although the label's in Minnesota, you guys recorded here in San Diego.
Yeah.
Did they have any hand in the production, or you guys basically went with your producers, or how did it work out?
Yeah, we did pretty much everything ourselves as far as the record goes. So, yeah, they didn't really have anything to do with producing it. So,
yeah, they trusted us. After they heard Old Dirt Road, they trusted our artistic ability, that we weren't going to throw give them a CD full of death metal.
You can always sneak one in there, yeah.
But
They've tried. I haven't allowed it, but...
All right, and you guys have a couple gigs coming up. Get a quick plug in here before we do our last tune for your gig.
Well, our first gig is going to be January 6th over at Hooli's in Rancho San Diego.
Friday night,
yeah, which is actually the first gig that we played as a band.
Yeah.
Back a few years back. So this
back in 2007.
Pretty exciting. We always have a good crowd. Most of the band, other than myself, is from East County, so it's kind of a big deal to play over there. Get a lot of friends and family coming to the shows. And then on the 7th, we have a brand new show that we're going to be playing at Jolton Joe's downtown. So it's a new gig for us, which is really exciting. Bo and I played there a few weeks back. And so it would get us a whole new crowd to play for. And then our biggest shows, I guess, are coming up St. Patrick's Day. We're going to be playing Shamrock Festival with the Young Dubliners.
Yeah,
right?
Shamrock is the big downtown block party on St. Patrick's Day. And this year, it's on a Saturday, which makes it even that more awesome that we're playing it. And we're going to be...
We have a night slot.
Yeah,
so
we're playing right before the Young Dubliners. So us and the Young Dubs are going to close out St. Patrick's Day for everybody. So make sure that you get your tickets. I think it's at San Diego Shamrock or sandiegoshamrock.com. We're going to have all that news and stuff available coming up shortly. And it's going to be just one big party and also a big celebration because our new EP comes out that week too.
That's right.
Excellent. And if you need links and you're listening on iTunes, also if you want to see some photos, you can go over to dirtythursdays.com and get all the links and see some pictures from the session. On the other hand, if you're on dirtythursdays.com, please pop over to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast. You can just search Dirty Thursdays in the iTunes store. And you guys are going to do one more song. Cammy, do you want to introduce the last song?
Yeah, this song is called Tumble. And this is one that Bo wrote. And I added the fiddle part to.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're in the almost finished with the recording of this. We're going to release it as a single.
I'll call a cab, you leave your heart. One by one, we'll count the stars and we'll fall into the same old things. 2 years have passed, where are we now? Our play is over, so is the sound of the songs that we write and feel. I will love you as you wave goodbye. I will tumble with the rest of my life. Let's take a walk as far as we can. Let's open up these great big plans and show the world that we're okay and free. I'll have a beer, you'll have the wine. I'll pay the bill, you'll take your time. This is a story about a boy and his girl. I will love you as you wave goodbye. I will tumble with you the rest of my life. I will love you as you wave goodbye. I will tumble with you the rest of my life.
And again, we've been in studio with Cammie Smith and Bo Gray from Lexington Field. Thanks a lot for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having us, Ian.
Thanks for having us.
It was awesome to hear you as a duo in the living room here. And can you tell our listeners where we can get you on the internet?
Our website's lexingtonfield.com.
Great.
And facebook.com/lexingtonfield. Please like us. And youtube.com/lexingtonfield, where you can view many videos.
And many more.
And twitter.com/lexingtonfield.
Twitter. So you guys
are
everywhere.
You can tweet us. We are.
Yes, we are on Twitter.
Yeah. We're everywhere.
All right. We'll have some of those links up on our site as well. And you can catch Lexington Field on January 6th at Hooley's. That's out in Rancho San Diego. Also Saturday, January 7th at Jolt & Joe's downtown. And then on St. Patrick's Day, Shamrock Fest, it's going to be a huge party. So get your tickets as soon as you can. They're going to be playing right before the Young Dubliners. Coming up in 2012, we're going to have more singer-songwriters and feature some local jazz, guitarist Ricky Giordano, trumpeter Gilbert Castellanos, and more. As always, I'm your host, Ian Tordella. Until next time, that's all from Dirty Thursdays here at Dirty Boulevard Recording Company. Our photo editor is Darcy Fontenot. Our graphics consultant is Stephen Bender. Our spiritual advisor is Amy Andrews. Our foreign affairs correspondent is Doug Walker. Our boom operator was Rachel Reba. Our number one fan is Margaret Ann Frick. and our intern and production assistant is Mo the Cat. For all your studio needs, remember, nothing says value like Dirty Boulevard.
I'm a selfish bastard, you all can go to hell. You should. If I had a wife to marry, then all we do is fight. She can never see that I was always right. She increased my policy for accidental death and blot away the day that I took my final breath.